Members, we will take up House Bill 959, Department of Financial Services, by Representative Lamarca. Representative, you are recognized to explain the bill before we take up the amendments.
Thank you, Chair, Vice Chair, Ranking Member, and committee members. House Bill 959, the Department of Financial Services, is the department's agency package, and you'll note that CFO Petronas has quite the variety of topics to cover for the agency. I want to thank you for allowing me to present and the staff's efforts to get the bill in proper posture. You want me to go through and talk a little bit about the bill first, or we have some amendments?
Yeah, go ahead and explain the bill.
Okay.
The underlying bill, we have several amendments.
So let me clarify. The underlying bill is that there's quite a variety of issues in here. Go more into detail if you like.
Please do.
Okay. So, again, the bill is lengthy, so I'll hit the highlights. The bill makes conforming changes for the Palm Project's successful cash management subsystem replacement. It improves the Division of Workers' Compensation periodic payment agreement process, removing the one-size-fits-all approach for employer non-compliance penalties. It requires insurance agencies to notify customers and companies prior to closing their business. Contains the fire marshal cleanup language, adds the division of rehabilitation and liquidation to the state group insurance program. It centralizes local government reporting and removes the mandatory XBRL requirement for local submission as the department can convert information in-house. It clarifies that the three-member panel schedules of maximum reimbursement are exempt from Chapter 120. It requires public adjusters to disclose fees on additional living expenses. It repeals the patient's compensation fund, removes barriers to licensure for qualified funeral director applicants. And I believe this proposal will protect Florida consumers, streamline the department's processes, and I look forward to working with you on you all in this session, and thank you for your time to present.
All right, thank you, Representative. Members, any questions on the bill? Any questions on the bill? Okay, seeing none. Representative Lamarca, you are recognized to explain Amendment Number 1. This is before we take up. We have two technical amendments to the amendment offered by Representative Hague. But right now, Representative Lamarca, you recognize to explain Amendment Number 1.
Okay, thank you, Chairman. To get the bill in posture, the First Amendment makes updates to the process in which service of process is handled by the department. The amendment includes a technical change and corrects a Scrivener's error as well, and that is the amendment.
Okay. Members, any questions of Representative Lamarca on Amendment Number 1? Any questions on Amendment Number 1? Okay, seeing none, Representative Hague, you are recognized to explain amendment to the amendment A1.
Thank you, Chair. This amendment is a technical amendment to delete a bill drafting error where two sections of Amendment 1 were duplicated. This amendment makes no substantive changes to Amendment 1, and that is the amendment.
Okay, thank you. Any questions on the amendment to the amendment? Okay, seeing no questions, is there any public testimony? No public testimony. Members, any debate on the amendment to the amendment? Okay, seeing none, Representative, you are recognized to close on the amendment to the amendment.
Waive close.
Okay, are there any objections to the amendment? Without any objection, show amendment to the amendment adopted. That's Amendment A1 is adopted. Representative Hague, you are recognized to explain amendment to the amendment A2.
Thank you, Chair. This amendment is a technical amendment to also correct a bill drafting error where the two subsections of a statute were placed in separate sections in Amendment 1. This amendment to the amendment simply combines them into one section. It also makes no substantive changes to Amendment 1.
Okay. Members, any questions on the amendment to the amendment A2? Okay, seeing none, no public testimony. Members, any debate? Any debate? Seeing no debate, Representative, you are recognized to close.
Waive close.
Are there any objections to the amendment? Without objection, show amendment to the amendment A2 adopted. Okay, we are back on Amendment 1 as amended. Is there public testimony? Reggie Garcia from the Florida Justice Association. He's waving in support. Thank you. Okay, that concludes public testimony. Members, any debate on the amendment? Any debate on the amendment? Okay. Representative Lamarcky, you are recognized to close on the amendment.
We have closed.
All right. Any objections to the amendment? Without objection, show the amendment adopted. Representative Lamarcky, you are now recognized to explain amendment number two.
Thank you, Chair. Amendment barcode 38065. Second Amendment provides clear direction for the dissolution of Patients' Compensation Fund and makes conforming changes to ensure the necessary portions of the repealed Patients' Compensation Fund statute remain intact, and that is the amendment.
Okay, members, any questions on amendment number two? Any questions on amendment number two? Okay, seeing none, any public testimony? No public testimony. Members, any debate? Any debate on amendment number two? Seeing none, Representative Lamarcky, you are recognized to close on the amendment.
We have closed.
Any objections to the amendment? Okay, seeing none, without objection, show the amendment adopted. So now, members, are there any questions on the bill as amended? Any questions on the bill as amended? Okay, seeing none, do we have any public testimony? Paul Handerhand, Florida Association of Public Insurance Adjusters, waving in support. Thank you, sir. Austin Stowers from the Department of Financial Services, waving support. Good to see you, sir. Meredith Snowden, Florida Workers' Compensation Joint Underwriting Association. She's waving in support. Thank you. Tasha Carter, Office of the Insurance Consumer Advocate. Hi there, waving in support. Thank you. And that concludes public testimony. Members, any debate on the bill? Any debate on the bill? Okay, seeing none, Representative Lamarcky, you are recognized to close on the bill as amended.
Wave close, and I appreciate your positive support in the bill, and thanks for your time.
Okay, thank you. Representative Lamarcky, having closed on the bill, Ms. Kimberly, please call the roll.
Chair DeSegley?
Yes.
Vice Chair Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Ranking Democratic Member Wilhite?
Yes.
Representatives, Barnaby is excused. Brown?
Yes.
Driscoll?
Yes.
Fabricio?
Yes.
Gil Lombardo?
Yes.
Haig?
Yes.
Honchowski?
Yes.
Foster?
Yes.
Maggart?
Yes.
Rayner?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Snyder? Tant?
Yes.
Toledo? Zika?
Yes.
Members, by your vote, House Bill 959 will be reported favorably. Well done, Representative. Congratulations. Okay, members, we will now take up House Bill 453, Records of Physical Examinations of Officers, by my good friend, Representative Duggan. Representative, you are recognized to explain the bill before we take up the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If a law enforcement officer, correctional probation officer, or firefighter becomes disabled by tuberculosis, heart disease, or hypertension, Florida law presumes that the disease has been contracted in the line of duty and therefore is compensable under worker compensation law, unless the contrary can be shown by competent substantial evidence. To be eligible for this legal presumption, the officer or firefighter must have taken a pre-employment physical exam that failed to reveal any evidence of tuberculosis, heart disease, or hypertension. The bill simply requires the employing agency to maintain records of a pre-employment physical examination for at least 5 years after a law enforcement correctional or correctional probation officer separates from the employment agency. Failure to do so automatically entitles the officer to the presumption, and the burden shifts to the agency to disprove it. That is the bill.
All right, thank you for that. Members, any questions on the bill? Ranking Member Wilhite, you are recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just like a clarification on your very last statement there. So if an employer does not keep those records, it's presumed that the employee contracted it on the job, and then you said it's on the employer's burden to find out that or prove that it wasn't.
You're right.
They don't have the records. How can they prove that?
You're recognized.
So that is why it would be so helpful to the officer. So the presumption would automatically shift that the officer is entitled to the workers' compensation coverage, that, you know, it's presumed that they contracted it in the line of duty. The employer would have then the burden to disprove that presumption, and without the records, which they didn't keep, that would be difficult.
Okay, just follow, Mr. Chairman.
Follow up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is there a possibility for you to put a time frame in there for that, for them to give them the burden of proof to prove that they that the employer does not have the records now? I just don't want to see this drug out for a long period of time when those employees needed a benefit, where, again, we could drag this out for them trying to find records and records and records, and they don't actually have them. But is there an idea of a time frame in there to give them, to give the employee some security?
You recognize?
I'm happy to work with you on amendment for the next committee stop on that.
Thank you.
Okay, members, any other questions on the bill? Any further questions on the bill? Your Representative Duggan, you're recognized to explain amendment number one.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At this time, I'm going to withdraw that simply to avoid the automatic TP. We'll address that issue later at a different committee stop.
Okay, thank you. Show that amendment withdrawn. So, members, are there any questions on the bill? We did that. Members, any public testimony? Lisa Henning, Florida State Fraternal Order of Police. Welcome, you are recognized.
Thank you. I wanted to thank the chairman for hearing the bill and Representative Duggan for filing it. We had an issue come up where there was a rather large agency that hired a third party to handle their medical records, and they purged their system for anyone who was hired prior to 1998. So therefore, all of those officers are opened up to not receiving workers' comp if they so needed. Very specifically, a very violent act that was well publicized throughout the state of Florida. We have an officer who needs to go out on PTSD, and this bill would help him qualify for that. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. We've got Wayne Bernie Berhaska, forgive me, Florida Professional Fighter Fighters. Thank you for being here. Sorry if
you know,
they do it to me all the time, so I have to pick on somebody. Today, you're that guy. Okay, that concludes public testimony. Thank you for being here. Members, any debate on the bill? Any debate on the bill? Okay, seeing none, Representative Duggan, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wave close.
All righty. Representative Duggan, having closed on the bill, Ms. Kimberly, please call the roll.
Chair DeSegley?
Yes.
Vice Chair Fedehoff?
Yes.
Ranking Democratic Member Wilhite?
Yes.
Representatives, Barnaby is excused. Brown?
Yes.
Driscoll?
Yes.
Fabricio?
Yes.
Gilombardo?
Yes.
Haig?
Yes.
Hanshofsky?
Yes.
Koster?
Yes.
Maggart?
Yes.
Rayner?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Snyder? Tant?
Yes.
Toledo? The bill passes, sir. Zika.
All right. Can't forget Zika.
Zika.
Members, by your vote. Members, by your vote. House Bill 453 will be reported favorably. Representative, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Members, we will now take up House Bill 749, Fraud Prevention, by Representative Clemens. Representative, you are recognized to explain the bill before we take up the strike all amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Ranking Member Wilhite, colleagues. Thank you for allowing me to present this important bill today on fraud prevention. If you only take one thing away today, what this bill will do, if you or any member of your family or your constituents have ever signed up for services, and then it took an act of Congress to get rid of that, you too can be a part of making that go away through this great bill that the CFO, Jimmy Patronis, has helped put this together. So there's several other key components, Mr. Chairman. The one I mentioned was ensuring that signing up for a service contract and canceling that service are done in the exact same manner, which means if you sign up on the phone, you can cancel on the phone. If you sign up on an app, you can cancel on an app. Very important. The second pillar of this bill is increasing fines for unlicensed public adjusters that's practicing during a public state of emergency. Okay, in other words, most people get taken advantage of during those states of emergency, and we're increasing fines to protect Floridians during that time. Reducing the frequency of warranty advertising by requiring solicitors from a licensed warranty insurance agent to include verifiable information. Have you ever gotten those calls? If you just buy the warranty, well, we're going to help consumers and protect them in Florida by making those solicitors put verifiable information in front of you before that solicitation occurs so that you would have some verification to make complaints. We want to stop those complaints and protect the consumers. The last pillar of this bill, Mr. Chairman, is providing incentives for insurers to invest in fraud protection and prevention and other special investigative unit services. This will be done by providing mandatory restitution if the insurer reported fraud that leads to a successful prosecution. We would like to make those particular insurers partners into helping to stop fraud, and then we can help provide restitution for those same companies. I look forward to working with you on this bill. This is the underlying bill, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Well done. Members, any questions on the bill? Representative Toledo, you are recognized for a question.
Thank you. And is there a requirement that they have to have a phone number?
You're recognized.
Currently, I don't think that there's a requirement that they have to have a phone number. And Representative Toledo, Chair, I appreciate your visit with me prior to this bill, and I think there may be some improvements that can be done on this bill. She was sharing that her daughter had signed up with her credit card, and so when she calls to cancel that very same service, they won't even talk to her because her daughter set up a password. So those sort of things, I look forward to working with you and others to make this good consumer protection bill even better and stronger to protect mothers and daughters who have those infrequent signups that they can't get rid of, and it's charged every month.
Okay, any other questions? Any other questions? Okay, Representative Clemens, you are recognized to explain the strike all amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I really appreciate this. The amendment speaks to the issue of uninsured motorists in Florida. We're not going to eliminate that, but I think that this amendment will help move towards reducing the number of uninsured motorists. It does so in this bill by ensuring that consumers can attach their vehicle registration and their insurance information to the new digital driver's license systems that the Department of Motor Vehicle is going to launch in the very near future. Now, think about that for a minute. When you get stopped and the officer says, I need your insurance and your registration. The DMS is launching a brand new program. We're in 2022 now, where the digital age is here. Imagine having your smartphone and you give it to them and they have their driver's license, you have your insurance form and your motor vehicle registration all in one. No more fumbling around in your, if you want to get with the program, no more fumbling around. for those antiques, maybe like some of our friends, they still will fumble, but I want to make it as easy as possible. The amendment also calls for the development of legislative recommendations as to how the law enforcement may electronically verify the financial responsibility requirements in Chapter 324. I believe that's the entire amendment, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you for that. Members, any questions on the strike all amendment? Ranking Member Wilhite, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and listen, I'm so excited because I think it was 3 years ago I started working on online insurance card verification, which isn't all of this, but it's a portion because this is just a preview of the card. But I want to make sure, as you talk about consumer protections, when that officer takes that phone, are they allowed to look at anything else on your phone or simply those three items that you just referenced in that, between their insurance card, their license, or their registration?
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, you're recognized.
I'm not certain how the implementation of this new app that the DA, Department of Motor Vehicle Services is rolling out. That's still in the formulations stage, so I don't know what the platform will actually look like. but I would work towards working with you to make sure that the privacy of anything else that you have on there, like my son says, Dad, don't ever swipe left or whatever. So, yes, sir, we'll work through that. It's unknown right now, Representative Wilhite, because they haven't proffered what that platform would look like yet.
Okay, thank you.
Any further questions? That was good. Any further questions? All right, public testimony. Here we got Reggie Garcia, Florida Justice Association, waiving its support. Thank you, sir. That concludes public testimony on the strike all amendment. Members, any debate on the amendment? Ranking Member Will. Oh, I'm sorry. Representative Rayner, you recognized?
Representative Clemens, I like the fact that you quoted, your son quoted Drake, and you quoted Drake today here in committee, and I do appreciate this amendment. As my father would say, that I am a seatbelt infraction away from the state of Florida taking my license because I like to speed. So this actually helps me. So thank you for this good amendment.
Thank you.
Okay, any further debate on the strike all amendment? Okay, seeing none, Representative Clemens, you recognize the close on the amendment?
Brief close, a waive.
Okay.
Doesn't get any briefer than that.
All right, thank you. Members, any objections to the amendment? Without objection, show the amendment adopted. Members, are any questions on the bill as amended? On the bill as amended. Any questions? Seeing none, public testimony? We've got Ida Fernandez, AARP. Waves in support. Thank you for being here. Austin Stowers, CFO Jimmy Patronis. Thank you, sir. Waving in support. And once again, Paul Handerhan, Florida Association of Public Insurance Adjusters. Waving in support. Thank you for being here. And we've got Tasha Carter, Office of Insurance Consumer Advocate. Thank you so much, waving in support. And we've got Hillary Castle, Florida Policyholders Cooperative. Waving in support. Thank you for being here. Okay, members, any debate on the bill? Any debate on the bill? Ranking Member Wilhite, you are recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Representative, you laugh about and joke about the bills you bring here, but I think they're very serious because they offer a lot of consumer protections, and I think this is a continuation of what you've worked on a lot of. But I will say why this is, a good bill, because, first of all, your registration, if you're in a boat, or your insurance may get wet. It's difficult to have. It's safer for officers because you don't have a driver going through their glove box in different areas trying to find things. And you always simply, everyone here always seems to have their phone on them anyways and not their insurance or registration. That they'd have to go, they'd get a ticket, then they have to go down and prove that they have it, and that's more consumer work, let alone protection. So I appreciate you working on this good legislation and things such as you and like Judge Maney did today on a for their mobile home registrations. And just to make things easier for people to deal with our government agencies, it's certainly a lot better for consumers. So thank you very much.
Representative Toledo, you are recognized in debate.
Thank you, Chair. And thank you so much for bringing this great bill forward for consumer protection, especially nowadays that more companies are using subscriptions, whether you're talking about dog food, shampoo, or makeup. A lot of people are subscribing to these services, and it's very hard to get out of them, especially, as you mentioned earlier, if you sign up on the phone, you have to cancel by phone. If they're using your credit card information, you should be able to cancel it very easily. So I look forward to working with you on this to make it as strong as possible. Thank you.
Any further debate? Representative, I want to thank you for bringing this good bill forward. There's a lot of great consumer protections in this package. I appreciate that, and I'd be pretty excited, too, if I was sponsoring this bill, so we appreciate that. You are recognized to close on the bill as amended.
Well, as I close, I'm looking for co-sponsors to bring this good bill to the floor of the House of Representatives, and you can go back to your family and your friends and your constituents and say, you know, there was a problem identified. You remember telling me about the whatever subscription, and I've helped you to get rid of that, and we want to make sure that no one is taken advantage of by predators in Florida again. So thank you for your favorable support. And with that, I close.
Representative Clemens, have it closed on the bill. Ms. Kimberly, please call the roll.
Chair DeSegley?
Yes.
Vice Chair Fedahoff?
Yes.
Ranking Democratic Member Wilhite?
Yes.
Representatives Barnaby is excused. Brown?
Yes.
Driscoll?
Yes.
Fabricio?
Yes.
Gia Lombardo?
Yes.
Haig?
Yes.
Hanshofsky?
Yes.
Coster?
Yes.
Maggart?
Yes.
Rayner?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Snyder? Tant?
Yes.
Toledo? Zika?
Yes.
The bill passes, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Members, by your vote, House Bill 749 will be reported favorably. Congratulations. Well done.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, colleagues.
Okay, members, we have two more bills. The sponsor of those bills are not here just quite yet, so we're going to stand in an informal recess. Okay, members, I will call this meeting back to order. Ms. Kimberly, please call the roll.
Chair DeSegli.
Here.
Vice Chair Fetterhoff.
Here.
Ranking Democratic Member Wilhite.
Here.
Representatives Barnaby is excused. Brown.
Here.
Driscoll.
Here.
Fabricio. Gia Lombardo?
Here.
Haig?
Here.
Hanshofsky?
Here.
Coster?
Here.
Maggart?
Here.
Rayner?
Here.
Smith?
Here.
Snyder?
Here.
Tant?
Here.
Toledo? Here. Zika?
Present.
McCormick is present, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Kimberly. Okay, members, we have two more bills. We will now take up House Bill 557. Fire Investigator Cancer Treatment Benefits by Representative Salzman. Representative, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 557 provides cancer coverage for Florida certified fire investigators. The Department of Financial Services, Division of Investigation and Forensic Services has personnel charged with investigating the cause and origin of fires. During overhaul and afterwards, fire investigators are exposed to hazardous vapors, gases, and particles that contribute to chronic health conditions, including cancer. The investigators sustain significant exposure to cancer-causing chemicals during on-site audits as these dangerous chemicals remain after the fire. This proposal will update the definition of firefighter to include full-time certified fire investigators. And I personally want to thank CFO Jimmy Patronis for bringing this issue forward. I do ask for your favorable support of this important legislation. It is one of the most American bills you will hear today. And that's the bill, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you for that. Members, any questions on the bill? Any questions on the bill? Representative, Ranking Member Wilhite, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me hear this freedom bill.
That's right.
So I have a couple of concerns with it, Representative. First of all, you mentioned Florida Certified Fire Investigators. Mm-hmm. There is also Florida Arson Investigator, Fire and Arson Investigators. And I'm afraid that your bill is missing them because arson investigators have additional police powers, as I understand. Are you willing to consider, because I think the broad term of fire investigators is not including them. Would you consider us making sure and verifying that arson investigators are included?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm willing to look into that, but a lot of thought and effort was put into this bill in partnership with the Chief Firefighter of Florida and as well as the Firefighters Association. So I'm not sure that it'll move, but I'm happy to ask.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman?
You are recognized for a follow-up.
I'm concerned that in your definition of where it says full-time employment as a firefighter whose investigation and protection of life property with municipal, county, and state fire prevention codes and laws does not include our state fire marshals, who are arson investigators as well. They are not employed by a municipality, a county, or a special district. So although you may have worked with the CFO's office, I'm concerned that the state fire marshals are not included in this, and I would want to make them as inclusive too, included as well, because if an agency does not have fire investigators, they can call on the state fire marshals to start the investigation. Would you consider adding and including them as well?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, that sounds like an American request. I can certainly bring that back to the team.
Thank you. And Mr. Chair?
Recognized for follow-up.
I just want to make sure that we're free and including everybody.
That's right.
To make sure that freedom reigns here. I'm also concerned, as you said, you're redefining the term of firefighter. The word term firefighter is mentioned in as a definition specifically in Florida statute. And I'm not sure you're really redefining firefighter. I think you're adding firefighter investigations or arson investigators to what a firefighter is, because they don't have to be both. They can be singly certified. And so I'm just, would you be willing to verify with staff or include them if we need to make sure that they're added to the cancer benefits to be available to them?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would encourage, you have a lot of questions, and I had texted everybody or reached out to everybody on the committee and didn't get any of those questions. I would encourage you to reach out to me. If I missed you, I apologize. Let's sit down and you can go through this, and I'm happy to discuss all of these specifics that you have. But I would argue that changing the definition does include adding to a definition. So by definition, we are changing it, but I'm happy to talk about including other things.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Any further questions? Any further questions? Okay, seeing none, public testimony. Wayne Bernie Berhaska, did I get that right? Bernoski, oh, it's an N. Oh, see, all right. Florida Professional Firefighters. Thank you, sir. Waving in support. Eric Prutzman, Florida Fire Chiefs Association. Waving in support. Thank you, sir. Lisa Henning, Florida State Fraternal Order of Police. Waving in support. Thank you. Austin Stowers, CFO, and State Fire Marshal Jimmy Petronas. Waving in support. Thank you. That concludes public testimony. Members in debate. Ranking Member Wilhite, you are recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Representative. I will apologize when I'm wrong and say that you did. I did see now that you sent me a message this morning. I do apologize. I think I've always had and appreciated open dialogue on this legislation. But I do support the underlying idea of this. Trust me. I've worked on this for years, and I think it's very important. I think fire investigators are more apt to be get cases of cancer from burning after fires than a lot of times when the initial firefighters are wearing protective gear and equipment and stuff as well, because the byproducts of a fire are just as prevalent after the fire as they were during. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate you working on this good legislation. I look forward to working with you to pass this. So thank you very much, and thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any further debate? Representative, I also want to thank you for bringing this good bill forward. I think there's an opportunity to, make sure we get this right, because, it's incredibly important to make sure that these folks are protected. And so I encourage you to continue working on this good bill, and thank you for bringing it forward today. You're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Representative Wilhite. I think that you and I should definitely sit down and work on this together. I'd love to see you add your name, and we'll push it forward together. With that, I would just like to say I appreciate you guys supporting America. And with that, I close.
Okay, Representative Salzman, having closed on the bill, Ms. Kimberly, please call the roll.
Chair DeSegley?
Yes.
Vice Chair Fetterhall?
Yes.
Ranking Democratic Member Wilhite?
Yes.
Representatives Barnaby is excused. Brown?
Yes.
Driscoll?
Yes.
Fabricio?
Yes.
Gilombardo?
Yes.
Haig?
Yes.
Hanschofsky?
Yes.
Koster?
Yes.
Maggard?
Yes.
Rayner?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Snyder?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
Toledo? Zika?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Members, by your vote, House Bill 557 will be reported favorably. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Congratulations. Okay, members, we will now take up PCS for House Bill 431, Office of Financial Regulation, by Representative Barnaby. Representative Snyder will be presenting the bill for Representative Barnaby. So, Representative Snyder, you are now recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Madam Vice Chair, and Ranking Member Wilhite, and my fellow committee members. Great to be before you today, even though to be completely honest, I wish I wasn't. I wish Representative Barnaby, our committee brother, was here to present his bill, and I know it'd mean an awful lot if you all kept him in your thoughts and prayers. He's going through some medical fights right now, but I know he'll be back, Lord willing, very soon. So to present in his place, HB 431, which is a bill brought together in conjunction with the Office of Finance and Regulation to update the state banking codes to remain competitive with federal banking law changes and other needed updates. The proposed changes include definition clarifications, modernizing statutes to keep Florida competitive in comparison with federal law, and updating statutes to better fit current operating practices at the Office of Financial Regulation. Making these changes will ensure our Division of Financial Institutions is well equipped to continue regulatory oversight of their financial institutions and will bring Florida in better competitive standing with federal banking regulators. Mr. Chairman, that is the bill.
All right, thank you. Members, any questions on the bill? Any questions on the bill? Any public testimony? Okay, we got Russell Weigel, Office of Financial Regulation. Waiving in support, thank you. That concludes public testimony. Members, we are in debate on the bill. Any debate on the bill? Okay, seeing none, Representative Snyder, you are recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just again, on behalf of the committee, we love you, Webb. And with that, waive close, Mr. Chairman.
All right, Representative Snyder, having closed on the bill, Ms. Kimberly, please call the roll.
Chair DeSegli?
Yes.
Vice Chair Fedehoff?
Yes.
Ranking Democrat Member Wilhite?
Yes.
Representatives Barnaby is excused. Brown?
Yes.
Driscoll?
Yes.
Fabricio?
Yes.
Gio Lombardo?
Yes.
Haig?
Yes.
Hanshofsky?
Yes.
Coster?
Yes.
Maggart?
Yes.
Rayner?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Snyder?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
Alito? Zika?
Yes.
Bill passes, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, members. By your vote, PCS for House Bill 431 will be reported favorably. And Rep. Snyder, thank you for taking the mantle for our good friend Webster Barnaby. I wish him well. Hopefully he's watching on TV. We miss you, brother. We love you. He always says I love you, so I love him too. But thank you for doing this. We appreciate it. Okay, members, if there is no further business, that concludes our agenda for today's meeting. Thank you for a great meeting, lively discussion. Vice Chair Fedehoff moves, we rise, and without objection, the meeting is adjourned.